This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, nationwide and around the world. And my first guest this second hour is a gentleman who you see on TV a lot. He's a professor at Harvard. He's an author, and he's a well-known attorney worldwide. He has a new book out right now called Guilty by Accusation. You got to hear this interview. We're going to be talking to Alan Dershowitz. Later on in the hour, a guy that I found a couple of, maybe 2 years ago, and he's hilarious. I've gone to his concerts. Funny comedian, Jeff Allen. Then later on, we'll be joined by Valerie Greenberg, red carpet host and celebrity lifestyle expert. We're going to check in on how you're doing with all of those New Year's resolutions, which by now are probably mostly broken, right? And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. Hi, this is Ron Segi, and I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide. And their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And make your car or boat pop with a new look.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Well, today we have a very special guest on our show, and a gentleman that is widely known around the world. He's one of the most celebrated lawyers in America, the youngest full professor at Harvard Law School. He has represented presidents, ministers. He's represented many prominent men and women, half of them pro bono. And he has a new book out. He's the author of many, and it's entitled Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of the Me Too Movement. Joining us right now is Alan Dershowitz. Hi, Alan. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on. I'm a big fan of your show, so thanks for having me.
Well, then we have a mutual admiration society, because I enjoy your work also. I read this book, Alan. This is fascinating. I really don't know where to start, but I will say this. You do make mention in the book the fact that a lot of people say, why would you write this book? Because chances are the people that don't read it as the ones you have to address, the ones that do read it, believe the reason for the writing the book, which is a very good point. Let's start with the fact that you are a victim, if you will, of the hashtag MeToo movement because of what you feel is a false accusation that was done maybe 10 years ago with a woman that you have never met.
I've never met her. It's a unique false accusation. Most of the other false accusations, like the Duke University lacrosse case or the Virginia case, the people met the people who accused them. There was a dispute about what happened. In my case, I never, ever met this woman. I have had sex with no women other than my wife during the entire relevant period of time. And this is a woman with a long, long history of false accusations against Tipper Gore, Al Gore, Bill Clinton. She lied about her age. She lied about everything. And I have emails from her, emails between her and somebody who was promoting a manuscript that she was writing, in which she admits she never met me. And in which the person writing her the email says, we know you never met Dershowitz, but you should include him in your book. It will help you sell your book. She then puts me in the book as someone she did not have sex with. She tells the FBI, under penalties of being prosecuted, that she did not have sex with me. She tells her best friend. She tells everybody she didn't have sex with me. She never met me until she meets her lawyers. And then her lawyers explain to her that there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And according to her best friend, she is then pressured into falsely accusing me. And my life has changed in the last 5 years as the result of this false accusation. I proved it to be false beyond any doubt, but people just don't want to accept that. If a woman makes an accusation, it must be true. That's why Guilt by Accusation is the title of the book, and that's why I've made it available for $1.98 on Kindle. I've waived all my royalties. I want as many people as possible to read this. Because if it can happen to me, it can happen to you, it could happen to your son, it could happen to your nephew, it could happen to your brother, your father, your uncle. And you got to figure out ways of stopping this, and in the book I suggest ways.
I don't want to talk about the legal business to someone who is a professional in it, but it kind of reminds me of the fact that when you're in court, an attorney will actually say something so that the jury hears it, but they strike it from the record. I mean, it's very difficult, especially in today's environment, and especially with the atmosphere of the national news agencies. This is something that they jump on. What gets me is that here's a situation where she claims a lot of this was with Jeffrey Epstein and that she was one of his people. Don't you think that if you're going to be part of that organization that he kind of put together, would that not imply that you have had sex with a lot of people and that you're only cherry picking the ones that you think you can get money out of?
Well, one of the lawyers did suggest at one point, oh, here's a list of 40 people he may or may not have had sex with. I was never friendly in a personal way with Jeffrey Epstein. What happened is I was introduced to him by the Lady Rothschild and was told he was a major benefactor of Harvard, close friend of the president of Harvard, the provost of Harvard, David Gergen, many other people, and would I attend seminars with him and meet with him in an academic setting, and I did until the day he was arrested, and then my association with him terminated. I did become his lawyer. That was a professional relationship. I charged him for every penny, for every minute I was with him. And then once he was convicted, our relationship totally terminated, and I never really saw him at that point after that, except for legal consultation. So I wasn't part of his group. I never saw him with underage girls. I was never on any Lolita Express or Pedophile Island or anything of that. I'm a guy who never goes to bars, never flirts, never touches anybody, totally faithful. Yet I'm accused. I have all this overwhelming evidence. I have all my travel records proving I couldn't have been in the places she said she met me. Her own lawyer read my travel records and said, in a recorded conversation, it would have been impossible for you to have been in the places she claims to meet you. She is wrong, simply wrong. You'd think that would put an end to it, and it did put an end to it for a number of years. Then came along the Me Too movement, and it became a sin to challenge a woman for making up a story about you. And the law is so bizarre. The law today says a woman can accuse a man of anything, anything, as long as it's done in a courtroom, in a court paper. And if the man denies it to the media, she can then sue him for defamation, which is what's happened to me. She's suing me for defamation. I'm suing her back. The difference is I'm telling the truth. I never met her, and she's committing perjury.
The problem with this whole issue is the sensitivity of it, because you're right. There is a stigma that if a woman comes out in public and accuses somebody of doing something that she didn't want to do it to begin with, then all of a sudden you are defending yourself, and she's right, and that's it. This is a thing called litigation privilege. Explain that to us, because that plays a part in this.
Terrible, terrible rule. It's in combination with another rule that I'll explain in a minute. So the litigation privilege is you can't be sued for anything you put in court papers. So somebody can accuse me of having sex with a goat, even if I have a videotape that proves that she's lying, I can't sue her because she said it in court papers. Now, she could be indicted for perjury.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where the real problem comes in. No prosecutors ever go after women who lie under oath and willfully and deliberately falsely accuse people. In other countries, they do. In Cyprus, they just prosecuted a woman who claimed she was gang raped by a bunch of guys, and then videotapes emerged showing that she requested the sex. And she was prosecuted. But in the United States of America, it doesn't happen. I took this case to the U.S. Attorney's Office. I took it to the District Attorney's Office. I took it to the FBI. I said, investigate me thoroughly from beginning to end and investigate her. One of us is committing perjury, and one of us should be indicted. You decide which one. Absolutely refuse to do it.
Do you increase your liability with this woman by writing this book and mentioning her name?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I'm being sued for writing the book. Can you imagine anything more un-American? What Thomas Jefferson would be appalled at? You're falsely accused of having sex with somebody. You write a book telling the truth and denying it, and suddenly you're being sued? Where is my First Amendment right,
right
to stand up and tell the truth and deny that I did anything wrong? Let me tell you, no matter what the legal consequences are, I'm going to continue to say this. I'm going to defend my honor till the day I die. And when I die, my wife will continue to do that. And when she dies, our children will. And when they die, our grandchildren. We will never let this go until this woman is in prison where she belongs and her lawyers are disbarred where they belong.
The Washington Post, writing your obituary, and you are afraid that the only thing or the major thing that's going to stand out in that obituary, which I hope doesn't happen for 25 years, is this case, not all the other stuff that you have worked so hard over a remarkable career now that you're 81 years old.
Yeah, it's called the cancel culture. And it's calculated by, you know, radical, mostly women, but some men. No matter what you've done in your life is canceled if you're accused. That's it. Everything you've done. Look, I've represented some of the most prominent, also some of the most obscure people. I've written 41 books. I was the youngest full professor in the history of Harvard. I've represented dissidents in the Soviet Union, in China, in other places. I'm very proud of my career, but my obituary will say I'm accused of having sex with a woman who I never met. And there's something very, very wrong with that. And I'm determined to make sure that what happened to me never happens to anybody else. And you can help that, you know, by reading the book, letting your views be known after you've read the book to members of Congress and members of the state legislature. We have to change the rules to stop encouraging lawyers and their clients from making deliberately false charges. I have to tell you, I have a friend who's a lawyer in L.A., and she tells me that she's now writing checks every week for people who come in and say, I had sex with so-and-so famous person. She then checks with a famous person, never heard of her, write the check. If you're accused, your career is over. But if you write the check, nobody will ever know about it. So she's been writing $100,000 checks, $200,000 checks. It's become a way of making a living for unscrupulous lawyers and unscrupulous lying clients, and we have to stop it.
Our guest is Alan Dershowitz, Harvard professor, author, and attorney. And Alan and I will be right back with another segment of Ron Segi Today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back with our guest, Alan Dershowitz. We're talking about his new book right now. And, Alan, what about the people who really have a case? The women that have a truthful and legitimate problem, are they shying away from making any public statement or a suit?
I hope not. The Me Too movement is a good movement if it's limited to women who have really been abused and to men who are abusers. As Eric Hoffer, the philosopher, once said, every cause starts as a movement, it then becomes a business and ultimately a racket. And we're seeing the Me Too movement being exploited by unscrupulous people to turn it into a racket to just earn money. Of people who have had no real grievance, but they know if they just name somebody, you can pick up a phone book and just name somebody and expect to get money from them because nobody wants to be accused. And as I mentioned in the book, all my life I've been, for example, invited to speak at places like the 92nd Street Y.
Right.
After Elie Wiesel, I was the second most popular speaker. Now they've canceled me.
Yeah, I can't
speak there anymore because I've been falsely accused. It's McCarthyism of the kind that I experienced, and I defended, even though I was very strongly anti-communist, as I am anti-exploitative of women. But when you're defending people, you run the risk that you'll be associated with them. So that's what's happened. I can never get another honorary degree from a university. I've got 15. I could never be invited to speak at another college. There'd be protests and boos, and people would say I'm a sex criminal, even though I proved my innocence beyond any shadow of a doubt.
I can't help, when reading this, to think about, and it's been in the news of late, the guilt by association that you talk about. When you look at what happened in Congress, and you look what is going to be happening here very shortly in the Senate, it seems to me that it's running a parallel to what you're up against in your personal life. And I know that you have taken an enormous amount of flack. You've almost been removed from society in your hometown because of the fact that you supported Hillary Clinton. Now that you are, you know, on the side of Donald Trump, even being asked to be one of his advisors, people have a tendency sometimes to look at things and say, well, it's never going to change. Anytime a woman says that she's accused somebody of some kind of misconduct, it's always true. At your age, and I say that respectfully, Alan, you don't need this grief.
No, I don't. And, you know, I'm a liberal Democrat. I continue to be a liberal Democrat. But I support everybody's constitutional rights. I supported Richard Nixon's constitutional rights
right.
when he was being impeached, and then
right.
Bill Clinton's, and then now Donald Trump. The original title of my book, which is now called The Case Against Impeaching Trump, was The Case Against Impeaching Hillary Clinton. Because I thought in 2016, when I started to write this, that she would be elected and she would be impeached. So I started to write a book in defense of her, and Of course, it didn't turn out that way, so I wrote the same book, essentially, in defense of President Trump. And there were those who would do guilt by accusation against him. There were a group of people who said, let's just impeach him, which is an accusation, and not send the articles to the Senate, and let the impeachment just hang over his head. Of course, that's not going to happen. There will be a trial, and he'll have an opportunity to be vindicated. I'm looking forward to the trial in my case, where the evidence will prove conclusively that this is a woman who made up a story against me. But what do you do if you don't have the resources I have? This has cost me over $1 million in legal fees.
That's right.
What if you don't have the access to the media that I have? What you do is you pay the money, or you just hide, or you just try to fight as best you can. In my book, Guilt by Accusation, I set out ways, I think, that the law can be changed and ways in which people can defend themselves. For somebody to accuse me, I'm a guy who never flirts, never touches anybody. I've had 50 years at Harvard, not a single even hint of an accusation of any kind, and yet they go after me, and then when I prove my innocence conclusively, they say, oh, you committed the sin of attacking, criticizing a woman. How dare you criticize a woman? You're hurting the Me Too movement. So it's a no-win situation for somebody who's falsely accused, and I want to see that change. I'm a victim, but I'm going to be a victim who speaks out.
Well, you know, you mentioned something that I'm sure that your critics are all over, and that's the fact that you have not only the financial resources, but you also have the knowledge resource, and she's got to pay people. You could do this in-house for all intents and purposes.
I'm actually paying out of my own pocket, and lawyers don't jump to defend me, and I can't defend myself. That's just, you know, as Lincoln said, you defend yourself, you have a fool for a client, and she's not paying a penny. She's gotten all these lawyers who are looking for publicity and looking for a piece of the pie to defend her without any cost. So far, she has not taken any risks in making a false accusation. She's not going to be indicted for perjury, though she should be. She is not going to have to pay legal costs if I win the case, though she should. And she's probably being represented free. So why not throw the dirt on the wall and see if it sticks? It's not going to stick because I have the evidence in my favor. I keep careful records of everywhere I've traveled, and I have all of my American Express bills, my cell phone records proving I couldn't possibly have been in any of the places she claimed she met me. And her lawyer read these records and agreed with them and said, yeah, it would be impossible for you to have been in those places, and she's wrong, simply wrong. I have that on tape. I don't see how anybody can ignore that when you have her own lawyer on tape admitting that she's wrong and I'm right.
One of the things, though, she doesn't have at stake that you have at stake is reputation. If this is a money game for her, the reputation doesn't make any difference because she's already been, you know, identified as somebody that would agree to do something with this Jeffrey Epstein organization, and you're defending your reputation, which is far more valuable than the risk that she's taking.
No question about that, and she knows that.
When will this come to a head?
Well, we're in trial. I'm suing her for defamation. She's suing me for defamation. Her lawyer, David Boies, is suing me for defamation. I welcome that suit because I'm going to be able to prove that this lawyer has the largest number of ethics complaints against him of any prominent lawyer in America and his law firm. I've never had an ethics complaint against me in almost 60 years of practice, so you know, I welcome that lawsuit. But, you know, it's costing me a fortune. As you say, I'm 81 years old. I have better things to do with my life in Miami Beach. I'd like to be walking on the beach and the boardwalk more, but I'm spending my time defending my reputation, not for my sake, my children's sake, my grandchildren's sake, my family's sake, and the sake of everybody who's ever been falsely accused.
I really like the line that your son comes up with, and that's the Dersh TV character, where the man you see on television is all business, but the man that you see at home is just that, a homebody and somebody that is just like the regular guy down the street and being accused of something that is terrible. And I know I'm going to get some flack from the Me Too movement, but I'll take that risk when it comes to abusiveness of organizations that try to do good, and they do it in a fashion that really destroys their goal rather than making it something that sticks and honorable.
And anybody from the Me Too movement who wants to debate me on this particular case, I welcome that debate. I welcome that discussion. And by the end, I think I will persuade her or him that this was an abuse of the Me Too movement.
Well, since you're so close, if you ever get to Orlando, please let us know, Alan.
I will, of course.
And please don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you come back, talk about what you're doing with the current election here, and your part that you'll be playing, and an update on the trial. It's a fascinating book, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence. Innocence in the Age of the Me Too Movement, penned by a giant in the legal industry, and that's Alan Dershowitz. Alan, thank you so much, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. That was a great interview. Anytime you want me, I'm always available.
And we will. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has said the Democrats are just trying to remove him from office.
The impeachment hoax, it's a total hoax.
His legal team has sent the Senate a sharp response to its impeachment summons, outlining the defense it expects to use in the upcoming trial. His answer to the Senate's formal summons calls the two articles of impeachment passed by the House last month a dangerous attack on the right of the American people to freely choose their president. Anita Kumar with Politico says the president's legal strategy is clear.
They're going to look at the constitutional issues, and that's going to be one line of attack. But they're also going to look at the process of what the House Democrats did during their process and how that process wasn't fair.
House impeachment managers have filed their briefs saying the president abused his power and obstructed Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, about a year ago, this gentleman was on our show, and I was so taken by his comedy, I went online, searched him out on TV, where he was making many appearances on the Comedy Channel and so on and so forth, and became a huge fan of his, really. And then he was joining us earlier this year, and now I have the opportunity to have him back again, and he's going to be down in my neck of the woods. He's up in Canada right now. He's one funny guy. The tour is called The America I Grew Up In Tour. Joining us right now is our guest, Jeff Allen. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Great, Ron. It's having a frosty day here in Edmonton.
Well, when you come down to Orlando, you'll thaw out in about 3 seconds. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, I was just in Orlando the night before last. I was doing a corporate show for Cracker Barrel.
Really?
Where did you get the World Resort World Center.
I'll be darned.
Marriott there.
Well, yeah. Then you're coming back down to the Improv, and we'll talk about that and some of the other places. But, you know, I got to tell you, your comedy, and I've told you this before, really, really strikes a bell. I mean, with a lot of people. Now, you do a very clean show, but that wasn't always the case. I mean, there was a time that a few years back when, you know, you went to drugs, alcohol, and you talk about that. You talk about it very candidly on my show. You talked about it on Huckabee. I mean, there's nothing really that you don't say, warts and all. And now you've done this, and it's just stricken a nerve in so many people because it's so relatable.
Yeah, the response to the and again, I always say to people that the America I grew up in is not a judgment call on one generation to the next. It's just some observations that I've made, and one of them was I was laying in bed with my wife just thinking about that day. I couldn't take my daughter-in-law would not let me put my grandson in my car because I didn't have a car seat. And he's 6 years old, he's about 60 pounds, and I thought, what age could you take him out of the stupid car seat?
Yeah.
8, 9, 18, here's your high school diploma, you get to ride home like a big boy today. I don't even, you know. So Tammy says, you know, there's a lot of that stuff. And then she says, you know, I think everything we did as a parent would get us arrested today.
Sure.
So anyway, that's kind of the genesis of the whole show. I just started kind of looking around at the helicopter parents and the, you know, and we were free-range kids, man. We just ran the neighborhood.
I can't believe you said that, because my daughter-in-law is the same way. And my son and daughter-in-law are helicopter parents. And what gets me is that my son wasn't raised that way, you know. But, boy, I tell you, when you go into a restaurant with these people, you think that, I mean, if they could bring in a pressure washer with a hose to clean down the whole area, they would do that. I mean, I flew on a plane with them. I was embarrassed for crime. And he said, they look like the guy that comes in and cleans your carpets, you know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the hazmat. Yeah. Just put them in a hazmat suit and set them out, you know.
You know,
and it's funny because I'm sick now because I had lunch with my grandson at his preschool or his kindergarten, and I was in a room with 26-year-olds.
Yeah.
I mean, could you expose yourself to more viruses in one place than that? And my grandson's nose hasn't stopped leaking since he came out of the womb. But they wash him with all this antibacterial. I said he has no immune system.
That's right. That is exactly, you know, what I tell my son.
You got to expose him to germs. So it's like going to the gym. You got to lift weights to get the muscles. Well, you got to let your body fight off. And they don't. They bathe them in all this Purell. And, you know, for God's sakes, man, let them eat dirt. And my one son married a hippie, and she's like that. She lets her kids eat dirt. They pick up stuff off the ground.
Yeah.
Understands it. She gets it.
I know.
And my other daughter-in-law is just, like, hovering all over these kids. And I said, look at him. His nose hasn't stopped running for 6 years.
Well, you know, they came over to my house last weekend to swim in the pool, and I was feeling great. They left. I got a cold sore. you know, and I don't know, and you're right. I told my son, just let the kid go out and eat dirt. You know, if he eats dirt,
right,
he'll have an immunity. You know, the other bit that I love that you do is when your son wants to buy a truck and he has this little cash.
Oh.
And you tell him, you present that to the dealer. Tell that story. That is hilarious, Jeff.
Well, that was a true story. He was looking through the paper. He had just gotten his driver's license. And that was another thing. When he had his learner's permit, we let him drive us to church on Sunday. That way we got our prayer time in before we got there. This kid was the worst driver. I can't believe the state of Tennessee gave him a driver's license. But he must have been good for about 5 minutes, because that's all it takes to drive. So anyway, I noticed one day he's just peeling the Sunday paper apart. And I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking for the truck I'm going to buy. And I go, you're going to buy. Do you have a job? You know? He goes, what? I don't need a job. I said, you got any money? I mean, he's looking at trucks like $32,000,
right,
brand new trucks. So anyway, I said, you got any money? And he goes, I got a little. I go, well, go get it. So anyway, he comes out of the bedroom with about $8 in a Folgers can. And he's looking at $32,000 trucks, and I started doing 8 into 32. I said, well, that explains all the math problems you've had for the last 12 years. So, but I wasn't going to, I don't care. I'll take him to a car dealer. What better lesson can you give a kid on economics than just let him get into the real world? So bring him down to the car dealer, and of course, you know, they laugh him out of the place. They look at me, you're going to co-sign? I go, no, I just wanted him to fill out an application.
Let him find out for himself.
At 16 with $8 worth of assets, you know. Anyway, yeah, can't believe they didn't sell you the truck, man. Expecting you to have a job, employment, money, you know.
Let him figure it out.
Yeah, I got a ticket recently, probably 6 months ago, and I love the question. Are you aware of how fast you were going? Well, yeah. I got a speedometer right in front of me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the only thing I was unaware of was where you were sitting, because I would have slowed down. I would have. I'm not a glutton for punishment. But
I am anxious to see it. Now, what are some of the other cities you're going to, or can we give a website that lists?
Well, I'm
going to
be in Naples next week, Comedy Club. Naples, West Palm next week, and then Orlando, I think, the 17th.
Tell my old girlfriend down in Naples I asked for her, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I will.
You'll recognize her. She's the one in the wheelchair.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're going to Naples? Then I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You're going to Naples? You're going to?
Yeah, Naples and then West Palm next week in Florida. And then, I'm flying to Albany today, and I'm up in upstate New York for 2 days, and I'll be glad to get back down to Florida where it's warm.
Where do you live?
In Nashville.
That's what I thought. Well, you know, it's a comedy, as I mentioned in the introduction, that people can relate to, and I give you a lot of credit, because going into a lot of these improv places, you know, they're looking for the guy or the girl that has got blue humor, and I think it's a lot tougher to pull off an evening of comedy when you do it the way you do. And, you know, I'm a singer. And
wow,
when you're a singer and you're dying on stage, you know, you got a lot to fall back on. Okay, first of all, you put all the songs together so you don't hear the deafening sounds of silence. But when it comes to comedians, I admire them the most, because they are there with no safety net, nothing. And, boy, when it's quiet in a comedy store, it is exceptionally quiet.
Right. Yeah, it gets, I love that term, flop sweat.
Yeah.
We've all experienced it.
Right.
I was talking to some young comics. I do a writer's night at my house once a month for young comics in Nashville. And I invite them over, and we just kind of sit and talk comedy and help them with their writing and stuff. And they were talking about, you know, do you ever bomb? And I go, you're not a comic till you bomb. And
right,
it's like, I always likened it to a boxer, you know. You're not a boxer till someone punches you in the face.
Right.
Then you'll decide if you want to be a boxer.
Yeah.
You know, if you go your whole career and never get hit. So anyway, you'll decide if you want to do this after you stand on stage and humiliate yourself in front of 400 people.
Yeah. Boy, that's true.
And we've all done it. So I mean, it's and again, I've been at it so long that, you know, the world doesn't come to an end. You know, and it doesn't live or die anymore. And I'm at a point in my career now where, you know, I'm drawing my audience to the clubs, so they're familiar with what I do.
Sure, sure. That's right.
And the people that are coming know I'm clean.
Yeah.
And they're not looking for anything more than what they've seen on the Internet.
Well, you see, you bring up a good point. When you're a coming-up artist, whether you're in comedy, music, whatever the case may be, if they don't know you, now
right,
your trip at the early stages of your career career are even harder. At least now, I want to go see Jeff because I know what Jeff does. I think he's hilarious. I'm already primed.
Right, exactly. There's a big, a huge difference. And you know, even when I was headlining comedy clubs years ago, before anybody really knew who I was, that first 10 or 15 minutes, you were just kind of winning them over, you know. And now you walk out, and, you know, now I'd have to lose them.
I guess it's been Jeff Allen, funny man. If you get a chance to see him in concert, you got to do it.
Thank you, Ron. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jeff. You too. JeffAllenComedy.com. Check it out, and wherever he's playing, make it an effort to get there because you'll laugh like crazy. And if you go see him, stick around after the show because he has a meet and greet and talks to everybody. We'll be right back with Ron Zedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today on this new year, 2020, and a very appropriate time to bring on our next guest, because she's going to help us with something that probably is the most talked about thing every time a new year comes around, and that's New Year's resolutions. She's a red carpet host, celebrity lifestyle expert. You've seen her on television. Her name and our guest is Valerie Greenberg. Hi, Valerie. Welcome to the show. Happy New Year.
Hey. For having me. Happy New Year to you.
Before we start, I have to tell you something. I note the fact that you have done a lot of work on the red carpet, and I got to give you a lot of credit for that, because only once in my millions of years in the broadcasting business have I done that. That is one tough job. Man, I tell you.
It's not so glamorous now, is it?
I don't want to go back to that. Boy, that's like a war zone, you know?
It's a lot of waiting around and a lot of fighting to get the response. You want, yeah.
Yeah, it's brutal. Well, let's talk about the new year, okay? Everybody talks about resolutions at the new year. We're going to, you know, get control of finances. The biggest one, of course, is we're all going to go on a diet. And then it kind of dwindles down about the second week of January. What are some good New Year's resolutions that can substantiate a longer period of time that you're going to stick to them, and some ones that you suggest?
So, obviously, fitness is a huge one, and for me, that's like my mind and my body. It's so important, and I think it's so important that we incorporate something that we can stick with, and I like to have nice fitness equipment in my house, so I don't actually have an excuse not to exercise, and my favorite piece of equipment, this is kind of exciting, this is the Climbmill from Matrix Fitness, so they're actually the first to offer a club-quality stair climbing machine from the comfort of your own home, and they've been really popular in gyms for years, and it's going to give you an amazing stair climbing workout that burns more calories but while toning your lower body simultaneously with every step. There's three different console options, including an HD 16-inch touchscreen console that has a variety of really a lot of motivating workouts and entertainment apps to keep you going. And it's going to make achieving your fitness goals for 2020 fun. So if you can enjoy working out, I think that is huge in terms of sticking with your plan.
And how do you stick with your plan? Because this all sounds good on paper, but you know, when you really start to go through it, it's not as easy as one may consider it be. Let's face it, I've talked to many people who love to exercise, but it's just a fleeting thing. They're sprint runners, if you don't mind the pun.
Well, because of the fact that this is in your home,
yes,
you're looking at it every day, so you're holding yourself accountable. Plus, I think that you just feel really good post-workout because of the endorphins that you get. So if it makes you happier, that's where I think it's like mind and body.
Okay.
And then, of course, if we're talking food, because I think obviously diet and exercise go hand in hand, one of my favorite go-to snacks that people don't even necessarily realize can help you with weight loss and fitness goals is pistachios, because they're really high in fiber and healthy fats, and that's going to keep the cravings for bad foods away so that you won't be tempted. I mean, you can have 49 pistachio nuts for one serving, which is more than any other nut, and gram for gram, they've got as much protein as an egg. They're naturally cholesterol-free, they're low in saturated fat, and they just give the body that energy you need before and after a workout, which again can help you stick to your workouts if you feel energized. They're great for the movies or even to leave at your desk at work, and they're salty and sweet, so they're going to be satiating, and then you won't get any derailed diet.
I didn't know that. I love pistachios.
And yeah.
They're sweet, they're salty, and they're soft. I never knew that. Will they make you lose weight or just kind of alleviate?
Well, I think what it is they keep you from, they have healthy fats, and
yeah,
they're high in fiber, so it's all things that will keep you away from unhealthy things.
Right.
So if you're going to have a nut, this is definitely the answer. Like, I won't eat potato chips, but I'll have a ton of these.
You're talking about a reckless resolution, something that is not attainable because it's not realistic. Like what?
So I actually want to provide you with a resource that's going to help you stick to your goals. So losing weight is the most common, yet commonly broken resolution. So CalorieControl.org is this great website where you can get facts on healthy eating and strategies for maintaining weight. So they have an online food calculator that helps you with healthier food choices, to make healthier food choices, because they provide the counts for calories, proteins, carbs, fibers, and sugars for some of your favorite foods and beverages. You're going to find tips on nutrition from registered dietitians and recipes using low and no-calorie sweeteners instead of sugar that are really a safe and effective effective way to provide sweetness to help you lose or maintain weight because you're not going to have all those calories. Their low and no calorie sweeteners are really crucial for managing diabetes and don't cause cavities. I would say Calorie Control Council is an amazing resource to take advantage of. And for me, I want to say, I just got off a plane yesterday. You've got to moisturize your skin every single day this time of year, no matter where you live, because it can become dry, itchy, and irritated. And my absolute favorite moisturizing lotion is Remedy Dermatology Series Moisturizing Body Lotion because it's gentle and it's formulated by skincare experts to help skin stay healthy and hydrated for 24 hours. It's a smooth, rich formula that's going to lock in that moisture but not leave behind a greasy residue. It's allergen-free, and you can get it at Amazon and select CVS stores. So that's good because then your hands will be smooth when you count your money if you want to go back to finances.
You know, I got off a plane yesterday, too. I didn't even see you. I got maybe I didn't get off the same plane. You know, there's just so few of them up there.
Exactly.
Now, you're the founder of You've Been Validated. Tell us about that, Valerie.
Yeah, so youvebeenvalidated.com, it's really a platform where I provide you with pop culture and lifestyle trends, but I also help encourage you to communicate with others and connect with not only yourself, but those around you. I want you to feel confident. I call myself the confidence-boosting connector. So You've Been Validated is the way that everybody should feel because we're all worthy and we're all valued.
Mm-hmm. Is there a resolution that is not that common that you've come across in your experience in this?
Well, I would say that something that we need to remind ourselves of is being kind to ourselves. You know, we put these big lists together, but when it really comes down to it, is be our own best friend. If you slip up, don't get angry. Just start over, you know?
Yeah.
So if we care for ourselves, then we'll be able to stick to these goals a lot easier.
What are some of yours? Give me two of your resolutions.
For me? Oh, I would say slowing down a little bit, just because I tend to be I live in New York City. I'm a mover and a shaker. So just, you know, mentally slow down a bit. And everybody wants to try to save more money.
Sure.
So
we're going back to that money thing. Where can we go, Valerie, for more information on this and a lot more that we've talked about today?
Go to tipsontv.com for all the information we just discussed. It'll be really helpful.
Tipsontv.com. Now, Valerie,
you got it.
You got to do me a favor. You're going to come back in about 60 days or before that.
Yes.
Let's give it at least 35 to 60 days to see if any of the people that are listening have still maintained their resolutions for 2020. That's a big challenge just in itself and one that we should strive for.
Absolutely. And even if you just take it slow, you know, one thing at a time, that you know, don't put so much pressure on yourself. A little goes a long way.
I like that. Founder of You've Been Validated and red carpet host and celebrity lifestyle expert, our guest, Valerie Greenberg. Valerie, Happy New Year to you and look forward to having you back.
Thank you. Bye.
TipsOnTV.com is where to go. And don't forget, if you've already broken your New Year's resolution, you're not doing real well. Jump on that wagon and keep it going. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide, and their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, and make your car or boat pop with a new look. That's going to wrap things up for Ron Sedgie today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Al Roker from Chicago Fire, Miranda Ray Mayo and Kara Kilmer, Ted Danson and Kristen Bell, stars of The Good Place on NBC, and Dr. Ken Redcross. Also want to thank lawyer and author Alan Dershowitz, comedian Jeff Allen, and red carpet host and the stylist expert for Hollywood, Valerie Greenberg. Well, we'll look for your company come next week when we'll do it again live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.